For those who've been at Mass this week and last week and the weekdays, or those online joining us, we've gone through John 6 and we're almost towards the end, and we've learned that there are several key teachings about the Eucharist in this chapter in John 6, and such of these we've spoken about. If you go back to the homilies online, it's bread from heaven, not like what Moses gave, but it's what Moses gave his followers in the wilderness. It's more abundant than we could possibly imagine. And we have the true presence of Christ. And when we consume the Eucharist, when we enter into Mass, we remember and participate in his sacrifice, his Paschal mystery, when we have this sacred meal. It's really central teaching to our Catholic faith. As we regularly come around the altar to receive the Eucharist, we receive abundance of grace from heaven. However, at the time of Jesus, this teaching would have been really shocking. It would have disturbed those around them quite significantly, because at that time, it's quite clear in the law, in several instances, that you're not to eat blood, drink blood, or you're not to eat something with blood still there. You have to cook it properly, or fat. Like, I'll give you one example. From Leviticus 3:17, it says, "It shall be a perpetual statute throughout your generations, in all your settlements. You must not eat any fat or any blood." The people of that time knew that very well. You cannot eat that. The life of something is the blood. It's something that's commanded by God that you can't do that. And here Jesus is saying that you have to eat his flesh and drink his blood, or you won't have his life within you. And then they ask each other, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Now, Jesus at times speaks metaphorically. He gives an image of what he is like. It is not that. For example, he gives in John 8, "I am the light of the world." It's a metaphor. Or John 10, "I am a good shepherd." He wasn't literally a shepherd. He was a carpenter. Then he became our Lord and Savior, of course. "I am a true vine." These are all metaphors. But here is different. Jesus doubles down. He says, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life within you." Now, the word that's commonly used for eating, the Greek word in the Bible, is phage, which is eat. But here, he uses a very shocking word. It's like trojane, which basically describes the way animals chew and gnaw at flesh. It gives a literal sense of this gnawing at his flesh, an actual eating of flesh. And this is so shocking that it says in verse 66, "Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him." It wasn't just a metaphor. If it was a metaphor, "Oh, I'm the light of the world. Okay, we understand you're saying that you bring an abundance of wisdom and your knowledge and your gift of discernment to us. We understand." Disciples continued to follow him and he grew in number. Not like here. Many of his disciples left. This is shocking teaching. And in this instance, we as Catholics, we look at this and we think, yes, if we enter into this Bible passage and we look at what Jesus is saying, we look at what's happening around, we say, that's what he said. He said that we eat his flesh. Now, we believe that. We believe that in the Eucharist, it's truly and substantially his body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. Because that's what Jesus taught us. That's what he commanded us to do, to have his life within us. And so we give thanks for this great, great gift that he's given us, because through this, we'll have life. Through this, we'll have the abundance from heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.